We are reading in the book of Talmud Esser HaSfirot, part 10, the Opnimi of letter 46, Mem Vav. We can ask questions on our websites, and some of them will be asked here during the lesson. So we're in the letter Opnimi of Mem Vav. And it is said, when its tvuna is below, the outer ones have control on it. And she will be in the secret of her posterior of Bina Elyona, and then there is no grasp of the outer ones on it. Meaning that when in Katnut of Tvuna, that all her degree is Chagat alone, and she is all under the Parsa, because her posterior the Ima are clothed in her. Here she has control of the outer ones on it, because the force of Din is above the Dvuna in the secret of the Parsa, while she rises and is integrated in the secret of Man above in Abba and Ima, and she receives Komat Gar de Bina when she stands there in the secret of posterior on the level of Chaya de Ima. Then she is already in Prinat Gar, and there's no control of the outer ones on it, because there's no control for the outer ones in Prinat Gar. That was letter Mem Vav. In Opnimi, we are going to letter Mem Zayin of the writings of the Ari. And here, the Lord counts on all the ones who drop. When that Tvuna, the bottom one, will descend under Bina and below, also the Zeranpin descends below from its place. And so, the Nukba of Zeranpin will descend from its place. And all those are called the descendants, the descenders, the ones who drop. That even in Tvuna, there is a control on the outer ones, and they don't rise by the Bina, called Samech, before she can raise them all above, on the way that they are integrated in each other. And Tvuna will rise to be in the secret of the posterior of Bina Elyona, called Samech. Again. Letter Mem Zayin above. And in that, the Creator counts on all the ones who descend. Because when the bottom Tvuna will drop behind Bina and below, also the Zeranpin will descend from its place, and also the Nukba of Zeranpin will descend from its place. Then all those are called descenders, or the ones who drop. That also this Tvuna, who has control on the outer ones, and they cannot rise only by the upper Bina called Samech, before she can support them while they all rise above, and the way that they will be integrated in each other. And the Tvuna will rise to be the secret of the posterior of Bina Elyona called Samech.
This is something very special. What's in the ladder of degrees? So I become greater. So what? Then smaller or greater. The difference between Samach and Mem is the ascent from Bina, from Tvuna to Bina, or descent from Bina to Tvuna. The difference is essential. It's a very special difference. It is the desire for wisdom, desire for chassadim, desire, you have chokhman, you're in chassadim, or you don't have chokhman, you suffer from it. So these are great differences. This is what he wants to explain here. It's not an ordinary ascent. Also an ordinary ascent, there are great changes. However, That is specifically from Zad Bina to Gad Bina, from Isut to Bina and from Mem to Samach. However, Samach isn't when ascending to Samach, then the Creator supports, and also when the descends from that, the question is, how does He support you? As it is written, the Creator supports all the ones who drop, meaning not when I'm in Gad Bina, that's obvious. Rather, when do I get then, when I am below in a descent? Yes?
So now, opening me from Mem Zayin is in Taf Taf Kuf, second paragraph. And it is said that the Creator supports all the ones who drop, because when Tvunat Tachtona will descend below Binah downward, also Zeran Bin will descend from its place, and also its Nukba. And then all those are called descenders. Because the Tvuna is in Katnut, and Chagat Nei of hers are clothed under the Parsa of Bina, and they are all Elokim Vedinim. Here, Zon that is below drop even more than her, and they have control on the outer ones. But at the time when she receives mochin de neshama from Ima Ila, that those mochin are p'chinat samech, because the tvuna can attain p'chinat chabad chagat that are above parsa. And then also Zeran Pin and Nukba ascend, because the lights of Gar de Bina are correcting Zon also in Katnut, in the secret of Ach Be'ach, until their face is disclosed outer than them, and the outer ones have no grasp on them anymore. And that's what it says, that she supports them, that they can integrate in each other, because the correction of Ach Be'ach makes Zeran Pin and Nukva integrate in each other in one kotel.
Ot Mem Zayin Shtayim.
Ot Mem Zayin Shtayim, Mem Zayin 2, and page Taf Taf Tzadik Vav. And we will explain the matter of Bina and Tvuna with their names that they have received. Know that from the backside of Dalet Elyonot of Bina, from there the four upper ones of Tvuna was made with her face, and on a posterior of Vak of Bina Elyona were made Vak and Pchinat Panim of Tvuna. Again, and we will explain the matter of Bina and Tvuna with their names. Know that from the backside of the four upper ones of Bina,
being Samach, Gal,
from there were made four upper ones of Tvuna in Pchinat of her face. And from the posterior of Vak of Bina Elyona were made Vak, Pchinat, face of Tvuna.
Clear, yeah? The anything below?
Yeah, there's Opnimi. And the end of Taf Taf Kuf. And it is said that from the posterior of the four upper ones of Bina were made the four upper ones of Tvuna in Pchinat of her Panim.
What's the difference? The upper four are Gimel of Itlabshut of clothing. Gar de Bina is Gimel of Itlabshut. Vag de Bina, or the lower part of Bina, is specifically Bet Daviut. And
from their posterior, Vak de Bina Elyona was made Vak de Tvuna in Pchinat Panim, meaning that it was clear that there are Gimel Pchinot of Nehi of the upper one, that they are all the posterior of the Elyon. And here the Rav speaks of Nehi de Elyon of the second kind. That every Pchinat Masach and Oviut of the upper one, which the Masach and Man of the lower one were integrated, meaning the same Pchinat Masach Masach and Oviut, that the upper one can awaken inside itself from being in Katnut, now they descend and become clothings of Mochin of the lower one, and they can clothe in every Partzuf that is lower in its internal part. And when the Rav says that Prinat Achoraim Avak, that are two Prinot Nehi that Yeshut received from Abba and Ima for the clothings of Mochin, that they are Nehi the Mochin de Ibul and Nehi the Mochin de Yanika, which were in Ima Ila itself in Prinat posterior of her Vak. Because her Vak are really Prinat Vak de Chaya, and those Vak of Yeshut that integrated in her, wow, the Zivuk, they are Vak of Neshama. Here those posterior that in the value of Ima, they are all Prinat Panim of the Partzuf Ibul and Partzuf Hayanika of Yishsut, because they are the clothings of their Mochin. And in the same way, the posterior of the four Elyonot of Bina, meaning the Nehi of Gadlut, that came out at the time of the Zivug of Mochin de Neshama of Yishsut, that in Abba Ve'ima they were in Prinat posterior of their Prinat Chaya, but the Yishsut are all their face.
Not so clear, right? Once more, please.
Opnimi. And it is said that from the posterior of Dalet, upper ones of Bina, were made the upper four of Tvuna in Prinat Panim. And from the posterior of Vak de Bina Eliona, were made Vak de Tvuna in Prinat Panim. Meaning that it was explained that there are three Prinot of Nehi of the upper one, that they are all Prinat posterior of the upper one. And here the Rav speaks about the Nehi of the upper one of the second kind, that every Masachen of Yut of the upper one, that the Masachen Man of the lower one were integrated in, meaning the same Prinat Masachen of Yut that the upper one awakened inside himself while being in Katnut,
according to the request of the lower one, according to the Man of the lower one,
now they descend and become the clothings of Mochin of the lower one,
Masach and returning light,
and they clothe in every Partzuf of the lower one in its internality.
As if all fulfillment truly descends from the upper one to the lower one. Yes.
And when the Rav says here that the Prinat, the posterior of Vak, that are the two Prinot Nehi of Yishsut, received from Abba Ve'ima to be clothing for the Mochin, which are Nehi of Mochin Deibu and Nehi of Mochin of Yanika, that were in Ima Ila herself, in her posterior of her Vak, because her Vak are really Prinat Vak of Chaya, and these Vak of Yishsut that were integrated in her while in Zivug, they are Vak of Neshama. These posterior, that in the value of Ima, they are all Prinat of the Partzuf of the Ibu and Partzuf Yenika de Yishsut. They are the clothings of their Mochin. Because they are the clothings of their Mochin. And in this way, the posterior of the four upper ones of Bina, meaning the Prinat Nehi of Gadlut, that have came out while Zivug, the Mochin, the Neshama, Vishut, that are Abba Ve'ima, are Prinat posterior to their Prinat Chaya. But in Yishut, they are all of their Panim, as explained.
The Elyon receive man, make a zivug over his katnut that was there, however, in accordance with the man he now received, and pass it on to the Tachton, the low one. There's nothing new here. However, what does he say? The posterior of the Panim of the Elyon become the panim and tier of the tachton, and the posterior of the Elyon become a posterior of a panim of the low one, of the tachton. However, what is the posterior? Chorayim. He says these are the three b'chinot. These are masach and returning light. This is what the upper one gives the low one. He can't pass him on vessels. So he gives him the power, or the potential. This is what they're asking for. They're asking for power, and they receive power. However, power not for, just like that, rather. The upper one gives him power, example, mind, aims him, give him really, it's a whole Torah. Because the tachton, the low one, doesn't understand anything, he doesn't know anything, he's broken, he's upside down. So you have to give him the right method of connection within him, so that all its parts will join together correctly and will know how to activate themselves. Meaning here they are passing on. There is a mesira, passing on from the upper one that is complete and arrange the whole system of the low one is getting arranged by it. What is it that you constantly want?
I want to understand one thing. The
inversion
that happens between lights and vessels, here it becomes...
I don't know what's inversion between lights and vessels.
If the posterior of the upper ones becomes the front, there's some inversion. How does the posterior suddenly become the panim?
Achoraim of the Elyon considered his small degree that he had before.
And that is made the panim, the face of the lower one?
Correct, because the upper one, Elyon, awakens katnut in him in order to give him what he requires.
And then the panim,
you confuse between panim and achoraim, interior and posterior, which is in the same patsuf. Here it is called in the patsuf, the panim and achoraim. Achoraim is called the same small degree that I had before. Now I'm in year 4. Before, and I was in year 3 at school. Now, my friend who's from year 3 asked me, which I'm in year 4, to help him. I'm awakened within me year 3 that I used to attend and help him. It is considered that I'm helping him through my achoraim, posterior. Otherwise, I will never have connection with him. He's in year 3. I'm turning myself as if I'm in year 3, as if I'm equal to him, and then I help him. If the upper one and the lower one has no connection between them, then the upper one has to go down to the lower one and give him.
No.
No.
It's not panim and achoraim.
No, I'm telling you, no. There are maybe 20 types of achoraim, of posterior, that we are saying, we're calling it achoraim, and you all need to always discern what types. What do they mean by achoraim? Achor, posterior, means not the current, from the past, something smaller, and more and more and more. Now, in that too, there is either its lights or vessels or Chagat of Panim versus Nehi is Achor, posterior. So there are thousands of things in those words of Panim and Achor, posterior and interior. Well, that was your whole question, pretty much. Well, we'll continue.
Letter Mem Chet above the words of the Ari in Taf Taf Tzadik Zayin. And here the upper Bina and Abba, the upper one, are two names. Abba is called Havaya, Abba, of the filling of Yuding. And Ima is called Eke, the Yuding, in Gimatria Kuf Samech Aleph. And here, the posterior of Bina, even though they have 10 Sfirot, with that, the Pchinat Elokim that are in her posterior aren't known and shown in her, but only in her posterior that are in her bottom half and below, from her Chazeh, which are four Sfirot Tanhi.
Again,
and again, letter Memchet, here, Bina, the upper Bina and upper Abba are two names. Abba is called Havaya, Ab, the fulfilling of Yudim, and Ima is called Eke of Yudim, Gimatria, Kuf Samech Aleph. And here, the posterior of Bina, even though she has 10 Sfirot, even though the Pchinat Elokim that are in her posterior, as said, they aren't known in her, but in her posterior, that are in her bottom half and below, which is from her Chazeh, which are four Sfirot Tanhi.
Yes.
I lost the whole orientation. Where are we in this whole process of task? Can you draw where we are?
What's we?
What are we talking about in this text? Where are we?
We are in Bina Datsilut, that is the main Partsuf that affects the whole creation. As Sag, as the Patsuf of Abba Nima. Why is it the main Patsuf? Because the quality of Bina is such that her upper half belongs to Keter Chochmah and Garde Bina, and her lower part is that the Bina, Zeran Pin and Malchut. It is a unique Patsuf that is between the Creator and the creatures. Hence, constantly we are studying mainly this Patsuf of Bina. We are also studying it, we also want to connect to it, and in it we attain it all. Malchut, which cleaves to Bina, come to restriction, then to self-correction, and then up to the degree of Keter. It is all degree within Bina. So now we are studying Bina Datsilut, which is basically everything. Imela, you understand the term Ima is everything, yes.
So can you explain what we're studying? What is happening there?
We are studying that this Bina being divided into few parts, because she has now a very complex, broad role, she needs to care for all the broken souls. And there are souls that are truly in all kinds of forms of breaking, and she needs to care for them all. So she divides. Some just like that, rather, the breaking in the world of Nikudim builds now the world of Atzilut. Yeah, the special system in order to correct the breaking, meaning the broken Kelim in and of themselves are with respect to Partsuf of Ab, Sag, Galgata, and Ein Sof, all together, they are building through Sag, through Bina Elyona itself, yes, through Sag. They're building the system called the world of Atzilut. It's like help, in short, Atzilut and Atzilut in Hebrew. So how to correct the broken Kelim? Therefore, it's not an incident, a coincidence that it happened this way or that way. Rather, the connection between the broken Kelim to Ein Sof builds a system that can raise the broken Kelim up to Ein Sof. So, in that system, the main part, the main patsuf is Bina, and that connection between the broken Kelim and Ein Sof necessitates building that patsuf of Bina in a form very broad, unique. Meaning, first of all, Bina will be free from contact with godliness. Then she'll be able to care for the loved ones. Hence, Bina emerged from Moshe Vaichanpin as Gaon, Ger, outsider. For then, to some extent, she begins to identify with the broken Kelim. For my sons are, if my kids are in exile, then I go on to exile too. And she exit the Rosh of Arichanpin. Yes. Now, this is only the upper Bina, Bina Ilah. However, she already elucidated from the Rosh of Arichanpin. Now, from her, over her, there's an external potsuf, meaning clothing her. This is Abanim Elein, the upper Abanima. In Abba, there is an illumination of Chochmah. Not true Chochmah, but illumination of Chochmah. And Ima, there's Bina. Now, in the connection and in the state when they are facing one another, Chochmah and Bina already begins there to be depicted, the middle line, which was lacking in the breaking of the vessels. Hence, they broke due to a lack of middle ground. Here, it is already present. Now, these Abba and Imelein are still Gad Bina. They are clothing over the place of Arichanpin down to his Chazer. This is still Gad Atzilut. You can say it's wholeness. But one could say, well, how come it's wholeness if there is no Chochmah? There should be Chochmah and Chasadim. Wholeness is Ein Sof. Well, correct, with respect to the general system, however, with respect to the system that is, how shall I put it, with respect to the breaking, this clean system from the breaking is above the Chazer V'Arichanpin. There it is, Chafetz Chesed, the Ladad in mercy, that is total, that is clean. There's no connection whatsoever another to the Chochmah or anything. So this is Abanim Elein, upper Abanim. Hence I call God Abina. Not because they have really the light of Chochmah in them. It is considered, if we are talking of the true light of Chochmah, it talks about Arichanpin, about the Mochastima. Hence she's called this way, Chochmah. Of Arichanpin is called Mochastima. And below Abba Nima, there is Yishut. And now we are speaking specifically how Abba Nima related to Yishut. Yishut, it's already Zad Bina. And also in Zad Bina, we have few types of Yishut. Because it requires gradual descent in order to care for the breaking, broken kelim. It isn't quite similar to what happens to us in this world, because a mother, when looking after her baby, God, thank God the baby is healthy, and she gives him according to the degree of his development what he needs. Here we need to care for the kelim that are broken, totally broken, that they don't know and don't understand and incapable, and not like a baby in this world that doesn't need know anything, rather the mother know everything. Here, the corrections, the restoration has to be by them understanding and feeling and pleading. Are they aware of what is happening with them? Hence, the correction is not to give them the fulfillment, like give them a bottle with some baby's food, rather for them to ask for the bottle, and then they will know that this bottle the mother gives is the best possible one. And they want something opposite to it. They want whiskey. Yeah, through the dummy, through the pacifier, they want whiskey. And they need to be brought to the understanding that milk is good for them because it is mercy and not the light of Chochmah. And meaning the correction is not in giving food, rather giving mind for what to ask for. Hence here it's a system that is much more complex than with us in our world, because in our world it is on a degree of animate, meaning he does not participate in the Rosh to start with. In spirituality, if you grow, you increase the Rosh, and what's on the goof is not in the Rosh. It's not there. It's just a calculation in the Rosh. Now, what are we gaining? As we know, that when returning to Ein Sof, we return to Ein Sof with Rosh. As the creature receive Rosh versus the first creature, whereby in the first Ein Sof, he had goof without Rosh. Rather, the Creator created the desire to receive and filled it with all the nalchai, however it is filled nefesh as nefesh. However, when we build the Rosh, now, what is it that we want, etc., etc., over our egoistic desire? When we are refrained from it, we want to bring something else, different mind, a different approach versus what we have, then we are building the Rosh. Ein Sof, as with our Rosh, we begin to discover in it Naran Chai, a true Ein Sof. Why? It was there also prior, but we didn't have the Rosh to understand who he is, what he is, how, etc., etc. Now we discovered it. Meaning, do not think that in the first state of Ein Sof there was only Nefesh de Nefesh. This is with respect to us. It's all with respect to the receivers, right? However, when we return to Ein Sof, we are already with Rosh, then we discovered that the Creator truly gave us Nalchai, the Nalchai. He wanted to open us, we understand him, we feel him, we ascend to his degree, to his adhesion. To adhesion. There we had adhesion by his power from above, for in the degree of Nefesh to Nefesh. Here it's by adhesion on our part, as we are like him. And all that by this system, that mechanism being Bina Datsilut, all in all.
Or in letter Mem Tet above. Does Mem Chet have opnimi? Where?
No, there isn't.
Okay, so Ot Mem Tet. It is known that the name Elohim has 120 combinations that divide into four parts, which are the first name of Elohim that includes 30 combinations in one sefira, and the second name Elohim that contains 30 combinations in the second sefira, and the combined name Elohim that have 30 combinations in the third sefira, and the name Elohim that has 30 combinations in the fourth sefira. Again, and the matter that it is known that the name Elohim has 120 combinations that divide into four parts, and they are the first name Elohim that includes 30 combinations in the first sefira, and the second name Elohim that includes 30 combinations in the second sefira, and the name Elohim that includes 30 combinations in the third sefira, and the name Elohim that includes 30 combinations in the fourth sefira.
So we have, what does it tell us? Bina, Elohim. Yes, nature in gematria. The system is divided into four parts. Yes, that's it. So in every part, there's also its own Elohim.
letter Nun. And here, with those 120 combinations, is called Samech Bina Eliona, because Samech in Gematria is 120. And the owners of Zeranpin and the first Tvuna there in her posterior is said Somech, supports the Creator for all its descenders. And here, by the name of those 120 combinations, is called Samech, the upper Bina, because Samech in Gematria is 120. And that owner of Zeranpin and Tvuna, of the first ones, there in her posterior, it is said that the Creator supports all the ones who descend.
Meaning, which falling ones he supports? Is it called that he falls, or it is considered that he ascends? Those who ascend to the degree of Achoraim, the Samach, as they included there, in the degree of Bina, they are called the Tmicha or Smicha, support. I would expect to think that the Creator supports all the ones dropping, as I'm dropping and then I receive help. No, they said, you need to ascend. And then you receive support. And then you are called falling ones, dropping ones. It is not yet clear. We'll see further. What?
He's depicting this situation that the lower one demands and receives supposedly a lot more than what he asked for. Mind and feeling and a masach.
Where? He can never receive more than he asked for. There'll be breaking.
But he receives force. He receives a force, what to ask for, in the mind of what to ask for.
No,
that's not exactly what he asked for. He asked for one thing, and he receives something not exactly what he wanted.
Where is it written?
What you explained. That he receives force, example, gives him a whole Torah. The correct method of uniting inside himself. He asks for that exactly like he receives. Whatever he receives, that's what he receives.
Otherwise, how can he digest that? I will now study with a child some high mathematics. If he doesn't have preparation for it, again, there will be breaking of the vessels. Yes.
So, exactly what he receives is what he asked for. He comes with the exact deficiency he needs to the Torah, and that's what he receives? Or does he receive some addition from the upper one to what he's asking for?
The upper one gives some additions, however. These additions he provides, and the lower one didn't even ask for, he gives it through Achoran, through posterior, in a way that he awakens him in darkness. I greatly want you to eat my cake that I've prepared. And you don't want. You don't even like it. You like steaks. That's it, steak and beer. And I've prepared for you cake and juice. You thought you'd come to me for some night, like to eat? And I've made things like that. Like coffee, like in a cafe. Now, how would I awaken you to the food I've prepared for you? I can't bring you straight away my flavors in a direct fashion. Rather, I give you the things you want, and then within, nevertheless, I bring you into a lack, a desire for the things, so that you desire what I've prepared. This is how it works. So, within, you're asking, well, the low one receive what he, from the upper one, this and that? Well, of course he receives, otherwise we would never desire. We can't desire the pleasures of adhesion, the pleasures deriving from unification, from relinquishing myself. How can we? It is the opposite. I hate it. I I can't bear it. It is worse than no matter what you want to do. I'm willing to, well, it's terrible. However, the Elyon, by this giving me all kind of baits, by doing so, he hooked me on his rod, really like fishing. He threw me kind of these worms. Yeah, a worm. And I, who am I? I'm a worms eater, right? Who am I? That's us. Oh, there's a doctor, he'll tell you exactly. This is how it is. We're all full of worms. And I grab that worm. However, within it, he prepares for me within the internality so that I don't feel such influence that grows me into what Adam eats. Like that? Yes.
When the upper one sees the lower ones, like in the exile, he gets out of his chafetz chesed to them. Isn't he passive, and then he can go in there and like shake him up? And what actually brings him out of his chafetz chesed?
Coming out of chafetz chesed, delighted in mercy. Why? You never come out of chafetz chesed. You only add on to it. You can't come out of it. You are in spirituality. You only ascend to a higher degree. If I let go of Chafetz Chesed, I'm falling into in order to receive. Chafetz Chesed is the minimal degree I must be in, and on top of it or over it, I build greater and greater delighted in mercy with greater and greater avyut. Up to Ein Sof, I got Chafetz Chesed. Now, over Chafetz Chesed, when I desire nothing for myself, right, without a shirt, within the bush, I care for nothing, right? Over that, I already begin to clothe, further bestow. Chafetz Chesed isn't bestowing. It is called bestow in order to bestow. I have nothing to bestow. I have nothing to give. As if it bestows for me. Hear me out. He bestows by relinquishing his ego. This is what is called, considered that he's bestowing. As a mother says to the child, do me a favor, stop crapping on or something like that. So he doesn't do anything productive or giving something, but he stops with a bad. And that is considered that he's doing her a favor. You hear? This is considered delighted in mercy. I stop playing with the bad in me. I don't want it. I want to be naked before mom, just like that. What is that you want, mom? I'm not doing yet what she wants me to do as good. However, from that bad that she asked me to remove myself from it, I've already done that. This is called bestowing in order to bestow. Practically, I give her nothing other than the pleasure, well, that so-called virtual pleasure, you see. I didn't do anything. I stopped crapping on, stopped breaking, running around, making a mess. That's it. This is called, I've got to chafetz chesed. Over avyut from here and so to Ein Sof. Now, above that, I begin to receive in order to bestow, to do something in accordance with him, with what she wants, to help her, to do this and that, etc., etc., say at home what she asked me to do. This is beyond chafetz chesed. That's already bestowing practically, or truly bestowing. And we move to the next part.
And we'll sing a song together. We rise and we enter a world that is already made. We illuminate, turn the night into day.
to jump in. A new chapter begins.